Cruise it through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the house.
True or false for a pair of passes to the Arizona State Parks? A1 Lake was named by Henderson William Brand, the inventor of A1 steak sauce, who retired to Pine Top Lakeside. I think that's true. 411-923 or false? 411-923. And we've got enough passes to give away. Anyone that gets the right answer will get passes this week as we cruise through the rest of our passes that are good through the end of this year before we get our 2020 passes. Those are good for any of Arizona's 35 state parks, including the two lake state parks that are in the White Mountains, Hollow Lake and Sholo, and Lyman Lake near St. John's. We're in the middle of a conversation with the, I'm trying to remember what, Turf Maestro? Is that? It seems like you've got a lot of nicknames. Lowly Groundskeeper, Turf Maestro.
Yeah. Brian.
Brian Johnson, the athletic field director for ASU. He's got an incredible end zone painted up with topographical image of the buttes that encompass the ASU stadium. And I just got to know how. You haven't had to pay to watch a college football game in 30 years. How did you land that job?
Well, you know, it's something that I always wanted to do. I went to college back in Minnesota, and I came down here and did an internship at ASU working in their athletic fields. And when that ended, they had a full-time job open up at the baseball stadium. So I kind of walked right into my first job, but I knew so little back then compared to what I know now. I was kind of a novice at the time, and did a lot of trial and error things that it took me a while to kind of get in my groove and figure out what I needed to do to keep the fields good. But I had volunteered 480 hours, not that I'm counting, for ASU during that internship. So it all worked out. I can't imagine doing anything else. It's been a lot of fun.
So you've been taking care of the ASU stadium for 30 years?
34, not that I'm counting, but
wow.
Yeah, 30. And so I was at the baseball stadium for 12 years and then moved up to Sun Devil Stadium and then actually got put in charge of all the fields a few years after taking care of Sun Devil Stadium. So,
and looking through some of your posts, it looks like, do you take care of the practice fields up in the Flagstaff?
Yeah, up in Camp Tonizona, just east of Payson.
Okay.
And we just put in a new artificial field up there, which has been such a blessing for me because that grass field up there, I kind of relied a lot on the caretakers that live up there to do the work because I can't be there all the time. And I would go up there periodically and give them some advice. And now with that new artificial field up there, it's been kind of a
time saver for you.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's outside of Payson.
Yeah, 17 miles east of Payson, right there, right before you get to, what's that small little village? I can't remember, but it's Christopher Creek. Yeah.
So how big a staff do you have?
Well, I have about four or five full-time workers under me and then a number of students. We rely quite a bit on student help. And that's what kind of makes this college groundskeeping fun is these students really don't have any desire to go into groundskeeping. They're just kind of looking for a job. And you have to train them at first. And to see some of them get really excited about the work that we're doing and work really hard, it's kind of brings a lot of joy, a lot of pride that they're accomplishing so much. But then they'll move on, they'll graduate, or they'll get a higher paying job, and then you get new students. So I've had a lot of students over the years that I've gotten really close to, and it kind of keeps me feeling young being around all these college kids.
And do you get a ticket to sit in the stadium and watch a game? Are you on the sidelines
No, I'm on the sidelines every game. I don't think I could watch a football game from the seats. I've been spoiled over the years. I think if somebody offered me free tickets to the Super Bowl, but they were up in the stands, I'd probably just say, nah, I'm good.
now, the one time Les Miles came to ASU. Did he comment on the flavor of the grass?
No, I really like that. I get a kick out of him eating the grass. You have to be careful, though. There was a lot of we put a lot of chemicals on the field, but
you don't use pure Dos Equis to water
your lawn. I like that commercial though, but. I really enjoyed those commercials, and I don't remember back in the day if he commented on the flavor of our grass.
He probably made more money from those Dos Equis commercial in that little short time that he got that grass than he did the last 3 years of coaching.
Probably. Well,
I believe that was his first year at LSU. And I don't think he had the reputation as a turf chewer
until
a couple years later.
So you're going to fill everybody in what happened? I don't know that story.
Les Miles has a habit, every field he's on, bending down, and he chews on a blade of grass.
We
don't really know.
Okay.
Maybe he likes that 27-11 nitrogen, whatever it is. I don't know.
Well, we'll talk more now about the different adventures this job has
this
led
guy
you
paints
on
for the Super Bowl.
we'll
he
cover
paints
that
for the Super Bowl. How fun is that?
The answer to the question is false. Henderson William Brand did invent A1 steak sauce, but he was a cook for King George in the 1830s. A1 is the military idea of Apache Chief Sergeant William Alchuse. The name of A1 Lake along Route 260, just before you would turn off to go to Sunrise Ski Resort.